And back to Iraq now, and the Kurdish stronghold in the north of the country. Scores of activists gathered there this week for a conference on human rights. The event was sponsored by Iraq's new human rights ministry. And the discussion was about ways to promote a peaceful, tolerant Iraq. NPR's Ivan Watson attended the conference at Lake Dukan in northern Iraq.
For 4 days, Iraqis gathered at this mountain resort and participated in the kind of exercise in democracy that was supposed to be taking place by now all over Iraq. In a hotel conference room, activists engaged in a lively debate and then voted on a set of recommendations for Iraq's new Minister of Human Rights, who sat quietly in the back of the room and listened.
The world might not know that in Iraq, a civil society is emerging.
The minister, Bakhtiar Amin, says more than 1,500 Iraqi non-governmental organizations, or NGOs, have sprouted up over the last year, a trend that he says has been overlooked and in some cases stifled by the violence and terror that now plague the country.
We have organizations dealing with environmental issues, with health issues, with the disabled, youth groups, student groups, and various trade unions.
For this human rights conference, Amin bussed NGO members from every province in Iraq to relatively stable Iraqi Kurdistan, where they could safely meet and exchange ideas. Security, after all, is one of the biggest concerns for these people. A Shiite Muslim lawyer from Karbala says he moves his democracy and education discussion groups from location to location each week for fear of being targeted by religious extremists. The head of a Baghdad citizens' rights organization is too scared to put a sign up outside his office for fear of attracting the wrong kind of attention. Another activist, Najim Al-Zawi, says he sleeps with three guns in his bedroom.
But I have the right to defend myself, and if anybody attacks me, then I will kill him, and I think this is self-defense.
Zawi is an extreme case. This unabashedly pro-American activist runs a civil society organization in Fallujah, a hotbed of resistance to the U.S. occupation. He introduced himself to the conference and won applause when he asked delegates to help win Fallujah back from what he called religious and nationalist extremists. Afterwards, Zawi said he was surprised at the negative stereotypes his fellow Iraqis had about people from Fallujah.
But he tried to open their eyes and let them see that there are good people in Fallujah, and they were very happy to hear that from him.
With the exception of one woman who called for compensation for those Iraqis killed by American soldiers, there was almost no discussion of the U.S. military occupation. Instead, delegates focused on the challenge of attracting funding for their programs and on setting up a coordinating committee to help liaise with the new Iraqi government. One night at dinner, Riyad Al-Ani, the head of a citizens' rights group in Baghdad, said he is optimistic about bringing an end to the violence in Iraq.
The retreat of the American forces from the cities and so on and so forth will make people feel a little bit more relaxed. And I think these things will be less and less in course of time.
Though he too is optimistic, Human Rights Minister Bakhtiar Amin concedes that for now, armed groups have the upper hand over Iraqi civil society.
It's maybe exaggerated to say that they have won the war, but there's certain truth in it, and we have to change that.
These war-weary Iraqis clearly want a say in the future of their country, but it's not yet clear whose vision of Iraq will win in the end. Ivan Watson, NPR News.